to have Paxton Lynch on the line. Let's listen into the phone call with the media.
Hey, Paxton, congratulations on your pick. You're stepping into a city where you're going to be in the long shadows of not only John Elway, but Peyton Manning. Are you looking forward to this opportunity? How do you think you'll handle the pressure of being in such a quarterback-crazed town?
So when you had your visit, how did it end with John and Gary, and what did they tell you about the way they felt you fit this system, and have they told you that you're going to come in and compete for the starting job right away, or do they want you to kind of sit and learn?
Paxton, what is the challenge of moving under center, and when's the last time you might have, you know, been in a huddle and been under center as a quarterback?
Paxton, can you tell us what it was like when you received that phone call? You've waited a lifetime for this.
It's a good team, and also you've got some good receivers. How excited are you to potentially throw to Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders?
Paxton, you're being called a project. Do you consider yourself a project? And do you believe you can come in here right away and compete for the number one job?
I wouldn't say I'm a project, but obviously every quarterback coming out of college and stuff that they need to work on, and they need enough time for the NFL just because, you know, they've never been there and haven't played in that system or anything like that with that kind of talent level. So I don't think any quarterback is ready. So I guess you can, you know, say every quarterback is probably going to first get in. But, you know, there's some good quarterbacks on the roster now. So I know that'll be good competition between all of us.
All right, we are back now. We just heard from Paxton Lynch. Some, you know, notes to think about. He mentioned the word competition. That's a word that we've heard from Coach Gary Kubiak and John Elway. They want competition at the starting quarterback spot, and it sounds like he's ready to do it.
Yeah, I think that he's going to come in and try and just pick up this system. I think if you think about a first-round quarterback pick, there's so much pressure on you. You try and come in and just try and learn the system, try and work as hard as you possibly can. But the good thing for Paxton, he's going to have a guy like Mark Sanchez who's in the quarterback room with him, and he's coming in to the defending Super Bowl champions. If Paxton is the guy who's out on the field, he's not going to have to make a bunch of plays like he would if he went earlier in the draft to a team that maybe doesn't have as much talent as the Broncos. You hear him talking about how he's excited to throw to Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. There's a lot of weapons on his team. Jeff Heuerman is back from injury. There's talent here. The Broncos retained both of their running backs. There's a lot of talent here, and with his athleticism, he can scramble, he can make some plays, and I think that if he does get out onto the field, he can make some plays this year.
I think Trevor Siemian and I think Mark Sanchez are going to be crucial in his development. You think about what Mark Sanchez has done since he got here with bringing the guys out to baseball games, taking his offensive core to USC and his former high school for the Broncos Beach is what they were calling it. So Sanchez has firmly implanted himself in this team as a leader, and I can only imagine that's going to carry over to the quarterback room with Coach Greg Knapp, and I think they're going to cohese as a unit, don't you think?
Yeah, and I heard Greg Knapp talked to Paxton on the phone. I think that he was very high on him, excited to get to work with him. We're excited to just meet him and have him in here. He'll be coming in tomorrow for a press conference. He'll get a tour of the UC Health Training Center here and check out the practice facility and that kind of thing. The other interesting thing that you heard from Paxton Lynch there, playing under center, he said he felt comfortable with that. And, of course, ideally in Gary Kubiak's system, the quarterback can play under center, be able to do some of those bootlegs, some of those more play action, down the field type things. Paxton Lynch clearly capable of doing that.
It was interesting to watch his pro day as well. At the combine, it looked like he struggled a little bit when he was making some of those throws under center. But during his pro day, a very windy day in Memphis, ball was really cutting through the wind well. He did well under center. So you can see signs of improvement. You can see he's taken that that advice that he's getting from teams saying you need to fix this or you need to work on this. He's really going back to the lab, as they like to say on this Broncos team, and really correcting those things to make himself a pro-ready quarterback. And I think he said it. He's going to compete, and I think he's going to make it hard. Do I think he's going to start day one? We'll see. But I definitely think he's going to put himself in good position.
Yeah, definitely. I think that he'll just come in and try and just do as much as he possibly can. And the important thing is, thinking long term too, the Broncos pick Paxton Lynch in the first round. Of course, they get an insurance year then with the fifth year option for the team. So if they want to keep him around for longer, they get that fifth year option. So cost controlled environment there, especially at the quarterback position.
We take a look now. We're going to update you on a couple of things that have gone on while we've been talking. Robert Kimdichie, the Ole Miss nose tackle, my pick for the Broncos at 31, going to the Cardinals at 29. So Kimdichie off of the board. That was one of the big defensive tackles that we talked about. Who are some of the people that we could see on day two potentially for the Broncos? Is there a position or a guy that you like as far as somebody who you might want to see on day two?
Well, a guy like Cody Whitehair is still out there. He could be an excellent option for the Broncos. He might go early second round, though, because a lot of projections had him in the first round. So if the Broncos want to make that move, they may have to go up and get him in the second round. A guy like Miles Jack still not selected. He's still on the board.
You said it.
That's kind of interesting. I mean, it seems like there may be something that they know that we don't know about Miles Jack.
Yeah, I definitely think that you called it. There may have been something in that medical report that scared teams away, maybe, you know, forced him down the board further than anybody really imagined, because we looked at the Ravens and thought, well, this is it. He's going to get drafted, and he was not. So another guy to mention really quick, Vernon Butler, a guy that we thought could be there at 31, potentially still on the board as well. The two big defensive linemen from Alabama, Robinson and Reed, also still on the board, which is a pretty big shock to everybody. So a lot of surprises here on the board that we're looking at.
Yeah, and as you can see here, picks 1 through 29 up. Going back to the beginning of the draft, you see the two quarterbacks go, and then the next quarterback comes to the Broncos and Paxton Lynch. But like you just mentioned, there's still a lot of talent still on the board here. A lot of guys who maybe were first-round type talent still available in the second round. Of course, the Broncos have a lot of picks. They came into this draft with 10 overall picks. Maybe you could see them try to make another move and move up and take one of these guys in the second round.
Well, you saw they parted with the 94th overall pick. They felt like that one was dispensable, especially having that compensation pick coming from free agents, the people that they lost in free agency. So we are going to have John Elway live momentarily. We will take you to that when we have him live. But really quickly, just looking at this draft board again, it looked like there was a little bit of a run on wide receivers in that 20 to 24 range. You see Fuller, Dotson, and Treadwell all going in succession. And then you've got Jackson, Burns, and then you land at Paxton Lynch. Just giving me a sense, Phil, how long you think this deal may have been in the works for Lynch, how long they had coveted him, and how long they may have thought to move up.
Well, it'll be interesting to also hear from head coach Gary Kubiak down there. He'll be live joining John Elway down in the press conference. It'll be interesting to get his take on it, because it seems like the Broncos may have liked him a lot. There's a lot of rumors out there. Maybe the Dallas Cowboys were also really interested in Paxton Lynch. So clearly there were a bunch of teams interested in him. You know, when you bring a guy in and you get comfortable with him, you put him in the room, get him talking X's and O's. When he comes in for his visit, you get to talk with him, you get your hands on him, you get to see how he reacts in certain situations. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they must have liked his quarterback smarts. They must have liked his athletic ability. They see that on tape. And then just the overall general feel of a guy's character, because when you think about a quarterback, you're talking about the face of the franchise potentially. You're talking about a guy who's in the huddle. I mean, think about it as Paxton Lynch coming into the huddle, Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas. You got to be calling the plays. You got to be a confident guy. They needed to see all of those things from Paxton Lynch, and clearly they did. And when you see a guy like that and you know he's available,
Vernon Butler,
you get this in the works
Panthers,
and you think about it. It's an exciting time for the Broncos, who obviously feel like they have their quarterback now.
And Vernon Butler coming off the board at number 30 for the Carolina Panthers, a guy that we mentioned not even a minute ago, possibly in the second round for the Broncos. That won't be the case. So the search for a defensive tackle moves on. Really quickly, though, how intimidating is it for guys? You were in the room. Do you think it was for Paxton Lynch to pick up that phone and have John Elway be on the other end of the line? Never mind the fact that you've got two quarterbacks on the phone in Gary Kubiak and John Elway, but you pick up the phone and that's John Elway on the other end.
I don't think it's intimidation. I think it's a dream come true. You know, like it's hey, I'm heading to the NFL. I get to work with these guys. I mean, if you think about it, Paxton Lynch, obviously a competitive guy coming in. I don't think he necessarily feels intimidated by John Elway. I think he's like, looks at this as an opportunity. I get to come in here. I get to work with Gary Kubiak. I get to work with Greg Knapp. I get John Elway as the executive vice president, general manager. I think he's got to be excited, especially with all of the smarts that are going to be in the room with him and the talent that's on this team.
A very young wide receiver core for the Denver Broncos with Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders at Paxton Lynch's disposal. I think also it's really great to see the young core. You've got guys like Hillman, Anderson, still very young in their careers, as well as Heuermann. Heuermann, we don't know what we're going to get from. I think that he's really the wild card in this year's season. I think that he's going to come in, want to prove prove himself. And when we saw him working out, it was really cool to see the fact that he wanted that starting job. He felt like he had something to prove. So the young core of offensive players for the Broncos coming into this season is going to be really, really great, as Seattle has just submitted their pick. This is the last pick of the first round in the NFL draft. So presumably we will be hearing from John Elway momentarily, but this could be a falling place for Miles Jack, could it not? You think about the Seahawks losing Bruce Irvin. This would be a good fit to insert a linebacker, but as you mentioned, the medical might be a little bit off.
Yeah, it could be an interesting pick to see where the Broncos go here. The interesting thing about Lynch coming in, I'm sorry, with the Seahawks going here, the interesting thing for the Broncos is that this is a Super Bowl-ready team.
Right.
This is a team that's coming off the Super Bowl. They've got a defense. They're ready to win the Super Bowl. Again, they're ready to repeat. They talked about that all last week when they got back into the gym, got back here in the facility. And it seems like a guy like Paxton Lynch, do you think that this is a regression now? You're saying, hey, now we got this guy who's just learning how to play. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. So it could be the kind of situation where they try to make a transition. It could be the thing where Mark Sanchez is the guy and they feel very comfortable with him.
Well, I think that Mark Sanchez, as we mentioned, has done a terrific job. I think Trevor Siemian is also going to contribute. And it is in the realm of possibility that they could use one of those late picks to add another quarterback. Mace mentioned it. They might feel comfortable putting four quarterbacks on the training camp roster and let them battle it out. It's not out of the realm of possibility. So we'll have to wait and see if that comes to fruition. But having already established a first-round quarterback, you would have to imagine that that will happen in the way later rounds.